One of the reasons I was so delighted and indeed honoured to be asked to participate in today's celebration of a really remarkable group of paintings from your career is that last year, through Virginia's generosity and Nicholas's agency, Geelong Gallery had the great good fortune to bring into the collection a marvellous 1975 painting by Virginia called East Arena. And it's a mesmerising abstraction. And it comes quite before, just a couple of years before, this work over here, Sapphire, and it corresponds with something of the same format of the bars at the top and the space in between. There's Virginia, so poetically encapsulates in this marvellous catalogue essay by Jane Eckert, a space as if two hands are held one over the other and the air in between is encapsulated by that middle ground. It's a very beautiful series of works and it's a great addition to the collection. Geelong has a very fine collection of 20th century Australian painting and it's a marvellous collection transforming work. So thank you very much. I like abstraction and it's not for everybody. But there were a couple of key moments in my early life when the light bulb went on about how one might see into abstract pictures. And it was when I was 18 and I was in my first year at art school and every Monday there was the art history lecture and there were slides. And a slide went up. A slide went up. The NGA had just opened. I was in the Canberra School of Art. The NGA had just opened. So we were doing a bit of walking and talking around paintings there, but every Monday there was the art history lecture in the lecture theatre of the school. And a work by Barnett Newman from 1949 called Abraham went up. And suddenly, behind that zip and into that fathomless dark space, I saw abstraction. And it filled me with the kinds of emotions and wonderings that I had not anticipated abstraction could. I didn't have to see anything representational, but suddenly my mind was alive and my emotions were piqued to the beauty of abstract space. So I began to delve into abstraction and artists pursuing abstraction more. Barnett Newman is, I'm sorry Virginia, but he is my great hero. he made me see. And he said something that's very pertinent to Virginia's work. He said many, many things. Primarily, we should let the paintings speak for themselves. They don't need all this interlocutor nonsense. But he also said that painters are choreographers of space. And that's particularly apt to the way in which these paintings, seemingly minimal, are full of precisely poised shapes, spatial qualities, arcs, bands, dots, graduations in colour that help define literally fathomless space with a series of beautifully choreographed elements that indeed function not only as celebrations of colour and shape and geometry, but to lead the eye in and around and constantly through these spatial fields. They're particularly beautiful. And as Jane notes, it's a really wonderful essay. I do recommend it to you because it contextualises where this work sits and what happens before and slightly after. But she makes a reference to the great Spanish artist Juan Miró. And Miró too said that he applied colour as words shape a poem or as notes shape music. And again, that precision in the work is remarkably apt in terms of that reference back to Miró, the way in which everything is so perfectly placed. But it is not without the work, the touch of the human hand. One of the things I love about these works is that in their precision and in their seeming coolness, you see the haptic qualities of the mark. And the hand of the artist is never betrayed. So there's this wonderful balance between precision and exactitude, quietness, and the absolute insistence that this has been done by human hands, that this is the work of someone. So they, as a group, have what I regard as a kind of gestalt, and this is my first experience of them in totality. It's a wonderful installation. And by gestalt, I mean that they are bigger than the sum of the parts. As an installation, the works tell us that there's something more mysterious, something more complex than a single work might give us. It is a gestalt, it's a worldview. Thank you for pursuing it for so many years. Welcome back to Melbourne, and thank you for your art. It's wonderful. Okay.